Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right. Let's do a third one today. Would you indulge me for a third podcast today? It's the Ides of March. We'll do a third podcast. Hope you're having the best day ever. Hey, I heard a quote somewhere. All right. I got to give credit. Tony Robbins. You know my old saying, if you want to own a phrase, just the first time you got to give the person credit. All right. That you hear it. Second time you say, I heard it some way. Third time you use it, you own it. So it's the first time I've said this quote, I think, on a podcast. But boy, I sure do resonate with it. And I think you will, too. And it's something. Let me paraphrase, man. I'm going to try not to butcher the quote. But you want to learn from your past, not live in it. Focus on the things that empower you. You want to learn from your past. You don't want to live there. You know, the analogy of driving while looking in your rearview mirror. You're going to crash every single time. You know, my past. Wow. Littered with just failure after failure after failure. I mean, which one you want to talk about? You know, you want to talk about college, dropping out, you know, after just like a year of just massive partying. You want to talk about working at the pet store. You want to talk being a stockbroker. You want to talk in corporate America, you know, after leaving, going bankrupt, 1,000 times after launching this site and podcast and things like that. But boy, the amount of stuff that you learn along the way by just trying new things. I mean, let me tell you something. I am the crash test dummy for all things humanitarian. You know, I'll try anything, anything. It doesn't matter. I'm not afraid. I'm just not afraid. I'm not going to do anything stupid to jeopardize my family. Like I wouldn't knowingly do something, knowingly being the key word, that would jeopardize my kids. Now, if it was just me single, forget about it, man. I'm bungee jumping in South Africa without a helmet on, man. I mean, that's it. I mean, I would be living life, but I got kids. I got to be responsible. I got 4 kids and a wife that look to me. I can't just be living the jackass life 24/7. Although I've tried it, but you want to learn. You don't want to live there. Like you are not who you were 10 years ago. You're just not. And if you are, it's time to change. Okay, take off the Letterman's jacket. Get off the bar stool. Time to clean yourself up a little bit. Get out there and give a message and share it with people. Okay? You don't got to have all the answers. You just got to tell people what's going on. If you don't want to put yourself in the spotlight, that's fine. Be the reporter. There's a lot of money in being a reporter. Being a reporter being defined as an individual who used Tony Robbins, for example, his recent book that came out last year about money. You know, master the game of money. He didn't position himself as a financial guru or, an analyst or anything like that. He went and interviewed the top billionaires and how they got their money, you know, and how they became wealthy. So that book made a lot of money and spent many weeks on the New York Times bestseller list because he reported about what it was like. What can you report on? Can you interview people about money, about health, about spirituality, about personal relationships, about TV and film and art and anything like that? You don't need to have any of the answers. You can just get the answers from them. Oprah, you ever heard of her? She did pretty good. She had a show for 25 years or so where she went out and she was actually stayed where she was. They came to her. The big joke was, hey, I got to get on Oprah's couch. You know, and have people get on your couch. Why can't you just create the platform and have other people bring the answers? You don't even need them. But you're not going to do any of that by living in your past. You're going to do all of it by learning from your past. You see the difference there? So go out and look in the windshield. That's why it's so much bigger than the rearview mirror. That's why cars are built that way, because you're going to spend all of your time, most of your time, looking out of the windshield. And let me tell you, the view is pretty damn good. I don't care where you've been. The view is good. You know why? Because you woke up on the right side of the ground. That's why the view is good. Don't poo-poo the day already. How about that for a big term, poo-poo? Don't do that already like most people do. Oh, the aches and pains. Oh, I didn't sleep. Hey, you know what? Someday you ain't ever going to get up. So why don't you embrace today for what it is? A gift. A gift, I tell you. Learn from the past. Don't live in it. Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.